Good morning.
Good morning.
Before I get into our regular announcements, I have been asked to share that we are getting an abundance of containers and vases or vases, however you like to say it, in the kitchen area. So if you have been generously bringing and donating some of those, you are welcome to take them back to your house. During this Advent season, we will be collecting a Christmas joy offering in addition to our pledged tithes. The joy offering is going to go to support church workers and their families during times of financial hardship. If you would like to donate, please earmark your gift as the Christmas joy offering, and we will pass that along to the denomination. We are in need of Salvation Army bell ringers. Is Peggy here this morning? I don't see her. If you are still interested in being a bell ringer on Friday or Saturday, the hours are between 10 in the morning and 6 p.m., so you would sign up for 1 hour. I don't know how many available spots there are left, but please contact Peggy Rollins and see if you can get on that list to serve. And let's see, join us next week on December 8th at 5 p.m. for our lessons and carols service. Our magnificent choir is going to be joined by a small orchestra, a chamber orchestra. Please come early. The prelude will begin at 4:45. If you have not yet done so, please take a copy of our Advent pamphlet. They're out in the commons, and there may still be some floating around. I found mine from last week up here. That will keep you informed about all the wonderful events and things that we have going on, some of which are the Church Women United Christmas Brunch on Saturday, December 14th, the second Sunday fellowship lunch after worship on December 15th, which includes this year's Family Advent Festival. We have a mission opportunity to fill Christmas food baskets on Wednesday, December 18th. And we have some seasonal fellowship for the ladies of the church at Jody Johnson's house on December 19th. And the list keeps going. So grab one of those pamphlets and keep up to date with all the available opportunities. Do we have any other announcements for the good of all? Then as we prepare our hearts and minds for worship, the peace of Christ be with you all.
Thank you.
Please stand for the lighting of the Advent candle. We light the candle of hope as a sign of the coming light of Christ. As the Lord has promised in days to come, the nations shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. And let us pray. Holy One, you have promised us that the day of our salvation is near. Keep us faithful in love and watchful in prayer, so that we may stand with confidence and joy at the coming of Christ, our Redeemer and Lord. Amen.
Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be weighed down by the sins and worries of this life, but watch and pray for the grace of God, who will save you in your time of trial. With confidence in God's mercy, let us confess our sin," praying first in silence. And together we pray. Lord, have mercy on us. We are not ready for your coming. We live in sin as though there were no justice. We live in fear as though there were no grace. Forgive us, Lord. Show us your mercy and steadfast love. Lead us in your truth and teach us your paths. For you are the God of our salvation. Amen. May the Lord guide your way, strengthen you in all holiness, and make you abound in love for one another and for all. Friends, believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. I'd like to invite the children to come forward and sit with me. I'm tempted to sit on the other side since there's a flame right behind me, but I think for this week we'll sit here. There we go. How's everyone doing? So, I was wondering, what do you know about wishes? Yeah, you can have wishes granted. What else? What do you know about wishes? Yeah, I'm going to save that. That wishes can come true. Sometimes they can, yeah. Who do we ask for wishes? You're too good. Hold your thoughts. I was thinking more like Aladdin and a genie. No, not so much? Okay. Or maybe like Cinderella, when a dream is a wish your heart makes. The Tooth Fairy. Yes, you can ask the Tooth Fairy for wishes. Sometimes we tell Santa Claus our wishes, right? Things that we'd like.
The Tooth Fairy can fly and have like glitter coming off.
Yeah, the Tooth Fairy can fly and has glitter coming off, absolutely. So wishes are pretty magical, right? They're lots of fun. It's fun to think about. Well, when I was little, and so if those of you did not guess or could not hear them, a couple of their answers are God, which is always the right answer when you're sitting up here. And so when I was little, I had a wish, and I prayed very, very hard. I was probably about the age of Sadie and Lavinia up here, and I wanted wings so that I could fly. I really, really, really wanted wings. And I really, 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 really truly believed that I could get them if I asked and prayed hard enough. And it says in the Bible, if you believe that you have received it, it will be yours. And so I just knew I was gonna wake up very soon with beautiful, white, feathery wings, and I was just gonna take off and rise up off the ground. Do you think God did that for me?
No.
No, he didn't. The Tooth Fairy did not do it either. No.
Only
well,
the fairy that has magic.
Yeah, the fairies that have magic. Yes, like Tooth Fairies. Mm-hmm. So today, Sadie and her family, with the help of Andrew, lit a candle that represents hope. And we're going to talk today and throughout the month of December about the hope that we have and the promises that we believe we are going to receive from God. So I'm wondering, what is the difference between a wish and a hope? And I had to go online and look it up. Oh, thank you very much. Let's try not. to touch the flowers, okay? I'm afraid they're going to fall down. So I had to look this up, and I found out that a wish is something that is probably not going to happen. I hope I'm not bursting any bubbles up here. But I really, really, truly thought I was going to grow wings and be able to fly. And I wished with all my heart that that would happen. And it never did, and it probably never will. But a hope is something that we want that is very likely, it's very possible that this is going to happen. Did you know that? I didn't know that until this week, that there was that difference between wishes and hopes. So let's try it. I'm going to say something that I want, and these are all true, I didn't just make them up. And I want you to tell me if this is a wish or a hope. You ready? Okay. I want to get another dog someday. That's a hope. Yeah. I want to travel to every country in the world unless they have huge spiders in them. That's a wish. Do you think it's likely that I'm going to travel to every country in the whole? No, probably not. That's a lot of money. I want to go skydiving, but I do not like the feeling of falling.
Wish.
It's a wish. I would love to go skydiving. I don't think I'm ever going to do it. I could afford to do it probably, but I don't think I'm going to. I want to take my family on a hot air balloon ride someday. That's a hope. I think we could probably make that happen. I'm hoping. I want to live to be 100.
Yeah. Wish.
Thanks. I'm going to say that's a hope. It is entirely likely that I might grow to be 100 someday. Yes. Let's see, where was I? I want to go to outer space, and I want to look at planet Earth through a window on the International Space Station. That's a wish. That is not going to happen for me. I want to watch each one of you grow up to be the person that God created you to be. That's a hope. Yep. All right, you guys did so good, except for the 100-year-old thing. But you guys did so good. Those are the differences between wishes and hopes. So over the next 4 weeks, during the season of Advent, we are going to talk about a lot of the things that we hope for. Things like celebrating baby Jesus and the anticipation of Jesus coming back again. Because we know that these things have happened and will happen. They are not only possible, they are very likely to come true. So our hope comes from the love that God has for us. And you know what? The hope that we find at Christmas can stay with us all year long. It never goes away. Will you pray with me? Thank you, God, for giving us baby Jesus. May we find hope for good things to come, as we celebrate this season together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, let's go back to our places.
Prepare to hear God's word for us in Scripture. Let us pray. God, our salvation, there is wisdom, peace, and joy for those who keep your word. By the power of your Holy Spirit, lead us in truth and teach us to do your will for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our first scripture this morning comes from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 33. Listen for God's word. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. And this is the name by which it will be called: the Lord is our righteousness. This is the word of the Lord.
Looks like that might be a preview of Lessons and Carols, so don't miss it. Our second scripture reading comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 9 through 13. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy we feel before our God because of you? Night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you face to face and restore whatever is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we abound in love for you. And may he so strengthen your hearts in holiness that you may be blameless before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. One of my all-time favorite epic movie series is Lord of the Rings. I confess I have tried on numerous occasions to read the books, but I have never gotten past the first few chapters of The Fellowship of the Ring, in which Frodo and Sam set off through the old forest and meet Tom Bombadil. In other words, I've never made it out of the Shire. At this point, I'm not even sure if my desire to read the books all the way through is an honest-to-goodness hope or complete wishful thinking. Still, I have watched the movies multiple times. My favorite scene comes when the road ahead looks bleak and poor Frodo Baggins feels the weight of the burden he carries is too great for him. His shoulders slump and his expression falls, and he says, "I wish the ring had never come to me. I wish none of this had happened." To which Gandalf replies, "So do all who live to see such times. But that is not for them to decide. All we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to us." It is interesting that the quote falls in the middle of the first movie when a lot of bad things have already happened to Frodo and he's been put to the test numerous times. Yet if you have seen the movie, or if you've actually read the book, you know there is still a lot more hardship to come, especially if you think in terms of the entire trilogy. Yet J.R.R. Tolkien chose to have Frodo and Gandalf share this moment together in the midst of their troubles. It was a moment of respite, a moment to find way for hope moving forward. The book of Jeremiah could be seen in the same way. It was written around the time of the Babylonian occupation of Jerusalem in the 6th century BCE. In her book on Jeremiah entitled Pain and Promise, Dr. Kathleen O'Connor speculates that historians downplay the trauma that the people of Jerusalem must have felt in order to hold fast to what can be proven through evidence. In other words, we cannot know the exact emotional state of every person in the city at that time. Only what archaeological evidence tells us took place. But Dr. O'Connor suggests that the depth of suffering described in Lamentations and Jeremiah points to a period of immense pain and tribulation. Just as Gandalf offers encouragement to Frodo in the midst of despair, the author of Jeremiah provides a respite in the middle of the book from themes of death, destruction, and judgment that were the first 29 chapters of the book. In chapters 30 to 33, the author provides a glimmer of hope for a utopian existence beyond the harsh realities of their time. From our reading today, God promises, "In those days, At that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. This is the hope of all who see such times, and this is the time of year when people come together to rejoice in a season of hope. One of the things that I love most about this season is the Christmas music that floods the radio and retail shops and restaurants. It has a way of infiltrating the dim places in our lives and rejuvenating our energy and enthusiasm to enjoy life and loved ones. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile, and on every street corner you hear, you're singing it in your head, aren't you? Mm-hmm. I love to listen to the Joy FM on the radio. This is a progress for me year-round. I listen to this radio station. This station began in Tampa, Florida, not far from where I grew up. In fact, I was probably about 4 when this radio station was founded. And it has expanded over the years all the way up to Chattanooga. Their motto is helping you find joy, which is our theme for week 3 of Advent, not this week. But I wanted to mention it now in case you'd like to tune in to 95.3. This is not a plug. They're not paying me to say all of this. They play a mixture of secular, traditional, contemporary, and sacred Christmas music that reminds us not just of joy, but of the hope that we find in Jesus Christ. Be prepared, if you choose to listen to this station, to pull over if you're driving when a song stirs up emotion and anticipation of the Christ child. If you are like me, the tears will prevent you from driving safely on the road. If hope is the desire for something that is likely to take place, we sometimes confuse the meaning of Christmas with wishful thinking. I wish Jesus would come again and set things right. Yet there are times when a song or a poem or a message or even a line from a movie strikes a chord of eternal truth, causing my pulse to quicken and the hairs on my arms to stand straight up. It isn't just that people seem to be more cheerful and friendly during the holidays. It isn't just that the lights and sounds of the season distract us from the painful realities all around us. It isn't just that news media interrupts the wars in Ukraine and Palestine to give you the best recipe for eggnog. Advent is about the embodied love of God, delivered to the world in the form of a baby. I want you all to do something uncomfortable, and I want you to close your eyes. I want you to think of this child. Feel his soft skin, the weight of his little body resting on your arm. His tiny fingers are wrapped around yours. Smell the new baby smell of him, the powdery scent of his hair. Hear him gurgle and coo. See the twinkle in his eyes as he looks deeply into your own. As if you alone are the reason he has come. This is the season when we can see our Creator face to face, when we can snuggle up with him and hold him close, when we begin to believe once more that he will overcome the evils of this world and restore justice and peace. This is our hope. May it be so. Amen. Please join me as we affirm our faith together using the Apostles' Creed. Children of God, what do you believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. As we have found our hope in Christ, let us bring our offerings to God, that they may bring hope to those in need. You may be seated. Hallelujah! The Lord our God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and exult and give God the glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Let us pray. It is truly right and our greatest joy to give you thanks and praise, O Lord our God, creator and ruler of the universe. You formed us in your image and set us in this world to love and serve you. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with the celestial choirs and with all the faithful of every time and place, who forever sing to the glory of your name. You are holy, O God of majesty, and blessed in Jesus Christ, your Son. You sent him into this world to bring freedom to the captives of sin and to establish justice for the oppressed. He came among us as one of us, taking the lot of the poor, sharing human suffering, dying an unjust death. We rejoice that in his dying and rising again, you set before us the sure promise of new life, the certain hope of a heavenly home where we will sit at table with Christ our host. Amen. Friends, on the night of his arrest, Jesus took bread. And after giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood poured out for you for the remittance of sins. When you drink of it, do this in remembrance of me." Friends, this is not my table. This is not the table of First Presbyterian Church. This is the Lord's table, and all are welcome here. Come forward and be filled. God, our hope, we give you thanks that you have given us this foretaste of the justice, righteousness, and peace of your promised new creation. Strengthen us with his heavenly food as we seek to serve your holy realm. Lead us to live in joyful expectation of the coming again in glory of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. We pray for all those who find themselves in times of suffering and pain. They surely wish that their circumstances were different, just as we wish there was no such thing as pain or disease or conflict or war or hatred or prejudice or racism or poverty or hunger. Yet this is the reality of our world. Even in this season of joy, there is pain and death and loss. There is the reminder of our fallenness and the disconnect between our world and the world as you intended it to be. Restore hope in us as we turn our eyes to you once more, for our desire to see you face to face and to witness the wrongs of this world made right is not wishful thinking. Enliven us to celebrate you as an infant born in a stable, and empower us to feel the reality of your promised return once again. We pray all these things in your name, even as you taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Friends, God has shown you what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. So therefore, go out into the world in peace. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. And know that the strong, sure love of God, the amazing grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the intimate, renewing presence of the Holy Spirit will be with you now and always. Amen.